Hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
We'll move to the second quarter. Mountain Home leading 14-9. Lady Bombers won tonight. 37-point victory over Searcy. Lady Bombers hosting Pine Bluff on Saturday. It'll be a tough matchup. We'll talk things over with Coach Leonard at halftime. Bomber boys, boy, they've got a tough one as well. As they'll go to Little Rock Hall coming up on Saturday afternoon. Hall, I looked at the record yesterday, 19-5, 20-5, something like that. And they're the third seed. That's how good this East is. Here's Cruz missing from three and right the rebound for the Lions. Into the front court, offensive foul. Hicks dropped the shoulder and plowed into Cruz, who takes the charge. First foul on Hicks, third team foul, fifth turnover against Searcy. Hicks, of course, didn't agree with the call, but that's an easy one for the official to make. You drop that shoulder, you're going to get that called against you every time. Bombers working on the offensive end, 7:22 left in the first half. Peters, three out top, won't go. And the rebound controlled by Alcorn underneath. That's his second. Hicks, baseline left, drives. He's fouled by Cruz. Number two on Cruz. Team foul number three against Mountain Home. And timeouts taken by Mountain Home. 7:04 left in the first half. Bombers lead at 14-9. You're listening to Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank was founded locally, right here in Mountain Home in 1963. For over half a century, we've invested in our local economy, helping local families and small businesses just like you realize your dreams and goals. I'm Scott Copeland. At Integrity First Bank, we pride ourselves on only being as big as you need us to be. We invite you to come by and visit us at any of our five Twin Lakes locations, Mountain Home, Gasville, Lakeview, you're flipping and experience for yourself just what it's like to bank on in 31st.
7:04 to play in this opening half. Mountain Home leading Searcy 14-9. Lions with the basketball left baseline into their basket to inbound. Into the ballgame for the Lions is Cade Riggin, a sophomore. And Hicks hits the three along the baseline. In the left corner, so it's 14-12, Mountain Home. Here's Bashirs up ahead, tries to throw the alley-oop to Waymeyer, and it's out of his reach and goes out of bounds. Seven Mountain Home turnovers. Cruz comes out. Baylor Cresilius, the 6'2 junior, will check in. Benton's back in, and Peter's out for Mountain Home as well. Bombers with a two-point lead. They've led by as many as 10 in this first half. 6:43 left before halftime. This is Branch working out top. Now Hicks, right side, top of the key. Works off the pick from right. Starts to penetrate. Kicks it back to right. His three is off the mark. Benton the rebound for Mountain Home underneath. His second board. Eyes the floor as he walks to the head. Ball knocked loose, and Benson's pass is picked off. Eight Mountain Home turnovers. And it goes back to the Lions. The ball was kicked. So Mountain Home will, I should say, Searcy will keep the possession. They're going to have it left baseline under their basket to inbound. 6:18 left in this first half. Mountain Home leading 14-12, but Searcy looking to tie or take the lead this possession. Right in the corner. Hicks out top on the right side. Kicks it out to Riggin. His three bounces around, won't go. And another rebound underneath for David Waymeyer. He has seven boards on the evening. Bombers by two with the ball. Pass knocked away, picked up by the Bombers. Benton left side. Dumps it down low to Dietschy. Reverses the layup and scores underneath. Four for Dietschy on the night. Regan out top. Now Hicks has it with 5:34 left in this first half. And Baylor Cresselia steps in, picks off the pass. 16-12. Bombers four with the ball. Six turnovers by Searcy. Here's Benson, penetrates, back to Cresselius. Left side, top of the key. Works it to Benton. Bashir's out top. Benton penetrates, dumps it down low to Dietschy, another reverse layup. Dietschy with six. And that's the difference right now, 18-12, Mountain Home leads it. .452 left in the first half. Right. Now Branch. Branch to the baseline. Spin move. Won't go. Dietschy the rebound for Mountain Home. Benton up ahead. Kicks it into the corner. A three from Cresselius. Rims out. Rebound to the Lions. Riggin has it underneath. His first board. Pull up at the other end. Riggin's shot. Altered by Waymire. Waymire comes up with a rebound, his eighth of the first half. 4:17 left before halftime. The Bombers up 18-12. Benton picks up the dribble out top. Finds Waymire at the high post. Fakes a pass, drives the lane, and is fouled, and will go to the free throw line. The foul's on Wright, his first, team's fourth. At the free throw line, David Waymire. 4 points, eight rebounds on the night. First free throw is good. One more here for the big 6'9 senior. Won't go. Rebound out of bounds. And looks like it's going to be Mountain Home basketball. Bombers will inbound under their basket. Comes into Waymire. Ball knocked loose. Benton has it. Back to Bashir's out top. He'll get things set up offensively. Inside to Waymire. His shot, no. Rebound tipped and controlled by Wright underneath for the Lions. His third board of the night. Branch drives at the other end, gives it up along the baseline to Alcorn, who scores his first points. 19-14, Mountain Home. Up ahead to Dietschy now. Mountain Home with numbers. Dietschy will take it himself. He's fouled and will go to the free throw line. This foul's on Wright, his second. Team foul number five. Garrett Dietschy to shoot a couple. Has 8 points on the evening.
You're going to have 20 now.
First one is good. Into the ballgame for Searcy Griffin Love, a sophomore. Second one for Dietschy. High arching shot is good. 21-14, the Bombers a touchdown lead with 3:20 left in the first half. Searcy back on the offensive end. Coach White hollering instructions. He was not happy with one of his players there. He's doing a good job with this Searcy ball club. Jim Summers, of course, a longtime coach before him. He went to Cave City. Had a very successful year last year with the Cavemen. Searcy along the baseline. Driving, scoring is Love. He's fouled. A chance for a three-point play. The foul's going to be on Waymire, his first. Team's fourth. At the free throw line, Griffin Love. The free throw, trying to complete the three-point play, is good. Into the ballgame for Mountain Home, Colton Peters. Luke Jackson will check in as well, the 5'10 senior. Again, really battling that knee injury and even walking, he still has a limp. And when he tries to run, it's rough. But he's getting better. Boy, it'd be nice to get him back full strength next year. I know baseball would love to have him back as well. Bombers on the offensive end, leading by four. Benson double teamed in the corner. Inside to Waymeyer. He'll score. Seven for Waymeyer on the night. 23-17. Mountain Home leads it. Hicks, a three out top, won't go. Waymeyer, rebound number nine of the first half. Dietschy works it ahead. Skips it in the corner to Benson. Inside to Waymeyer. He scores and a foul. He'll head to the free throw line, trying to complete the three-point play. The foul's on Hicks, his second, team's sixth. At the free throw line, David Waymeyer. 9 points, nine boards in the first half. Waymeyer's free throw. Good. So 10 and 9 in the first half for Waymeyer. I got a feeling he'll get that double-double before halftime here. 2:07 left in the first half. Bombers up 26-17. Hicks, long-range three. That's good. Hicks now with 13 points on the night. 26-20. Mountain on with the ball, leading just under 2 minutes left in the half. Right side, it goes to Jackson. His pass is going to be picked off. Branch into the front court. Foul by Dietschy. Blocked the shot. Make sure he didn't get the layup and make him earn those points at the free throw line. The foul on Dietschy. His first. Team's fifth. At the free throw line, Branch to shoot a couple. .139 left in the first half. First free throw is good. Ashutino back into the ballgame for Searcy. Branch comes out. Branch with another free throw with 1:39 left in the half. And it's good. Knocks them both down. He has 4 points. 26-22. Bombers with the lead and the basketball. Mountain Home's had a 10-point lead and a 9-point lead in this first half. Inside Dietschy. Right block, spins his way into the paint, hits the shot with two Lions hanging on him. Who are they going to give the foul to? I think they're going to wind up giving the foul to Cade Riggin. He just puts his hands in the air. I don't know what else to do, Coach. He was talking to Coach White as he walked up the floor. He says, I'm hanging all over him. And Dietschy still hits the shot. Dietschy now with 10 first half points and making 11 as he hits the free throw. Oh, the reaction by Riggin that time was classic. 29-22. Bombers lead it by seven. Riggin on the right side. Into the corner it goes to Love. Drives baseline. Foul away from the basketball. And this is going to be on Mountain Home. It's on Talon Benton. It's his first, team sixth. Lions will inbound under their basket with 1:08 left in the first half. Love penetrates, drives, shot blocked underneath by Waymeyer, comes up with it. There's rebound number 10. He's got his double-double in the first half. 57 seconds left before halftime. Benton to the left side, lost the dribble. Mountain Home with 9 first-half turnovers. Hope they get them out of their system here tonight. They can't do this against Hall on Saturday. Here's Love with a bucket underneath. He's got 5 points off the bench. 29-24 Mountain Home with 32 seconds left in the half. Jackson works on the left wing. To the baseline. Dribble drive, a foul, and he'll go to the free throw line. The foul is going to be charged to Alcorn, his second, team's seventh. At the free throw line, Luke Jackson to shoot a couple. First one is good. Into the ballgame for Searcy now is Daniel Money, a sophomore. Alcorn with two fouls comes out. The 21 seconds left here before halftime. 30-24, Bombers lead it. Jackson's second free throw is good. He's going to come out. Bashiers will come in. Bombers leading 31-24 with 21 seconds left in the half. Walking it ahead is Ashitino. Left side, top of the key, Branch now for the Lions. 6 seconds left in the half. Three is going to be made out top by Riggin. And that will end the first half. The Bombers will take a four-point lead into the locker room at halftime. 31-27. Mountain Home leads it. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Meet the man behind the lyrics of hit songs from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Bobby Tomberlin, Nashville hit singer and songwriter, will perform in the Ed Coulter Performing Arts Center at The Shed Tuesday, February 20th at 6 p.m. Bobby co-wrote the number one country and top five AC single, One More Day, recorded by Diamond Rio. Bobby has also co-written songs recorded by Barbara Streisand, Blake Shelton, Willie Nelson, and more. Don't miss Bobby Tomberlin, Tuesday evening, February 20th at The Shed. Admission is free, no tickets required.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and